This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. The Southern Baptists, America's largest Protestant denomination, have revised their statement of belief and have proposed that women should not serve as pastors, NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Albert Muller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and one of the authors of the statement, says the changes reflect what members already believe.
We believe that the spiritual gifts are not gender-specific, but it is the issue of the office of pastor, the teaching authority in the church, and teaching responsibility that we believe is restricted to men as qualified by Scripture.
This is the first time since 1963 that Southern Baptists have revised their entire statement of belief. Muller says a majority of the membership felt the need to articulate certain principles in response to modern struggles. So for the first time, the articles clearly state opposition to homosexuality, abortion, and euthanasia.
Previous generations of Southern Baptists could not envision the need to address these issues. But as we now face them in the society, we felt it is proper to speak on the basis of biblical conviction and to make very clear that we as a denomination support the family, and we feel like it's very necessary for us in this time where these issues are being debated in the culture to make these convictions clear.
But others say the proposed changes to the Articles of Faith and Message are one more step towards an increasingly conservative and hierarchical Southern Baptist church. One of the most public reflections of this trend came in 1998 when the Southern Baptist Convention declared that a wife should submit herself graciously to the servant leadership of her husband. Dr. Jeffrey Poole, who teaches at Bright Divinity School in Fort Worth, Texas, says those words caused some rumblings at Baptist seminaries because teachers must sign a pledge to teach in accordance with those principles. Poole, who has written several books on the denomination's faith and message statements, says what troubles him most about the new draft is that language was taken out of the preamble that allowed for dissent among believers.
With the removal of that kind of language, then it really makes this a document that's, I think, a little bit more dangerous in that there's no ambiguity about whether or not you have to believe this. If they say you've got to believe it as it's written, then you've got to believe it as it's written.
Muller of Southern Baptist Seminary says the Articles of Faith and Message remain non-binding on member churches, so the approximately 100 Southern Baptist women pastors will be able to keep their credentials. However, Muller cannot imagine that a congregation led by a woman would feel comfortable being part of the denomination. One change to the Faith and Message that is being lauded by both conservatives and moderates is a statement of opposition to racism. This is especially meaningful because the Southern Baptist denomination was created in 1845 in response to Northern Baptists who came out against slavery. The new statement of belief will come up for ratification at the annual Southern Baptist meeting on June 13th and 14th. It is expected to pass. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.